Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said when success turns a man's head, it leaves him looking in the wrong direction. We appreciate the opportunity of Bible study, and it's good to be with you. We hope that as we look together at God's Word today, we'll learn something that will be helpful in living faithfully in our service to God. All right, we get back to our study now. We're talking about the second coming of Christ. We have pointed out the fact that the Lord promised He's going to come. We also pointed out the fact that He gave no signs for when that would occur. All signs had to do with the destruction of Jerusalem, and there were signs given for that. But there are no signs. It will be like the thief in the night that the Lord will return, and He just wants us to be always prepared. The next question that comes to our mind is this: what's going to occur when Jesus comes back? Well, let's look at some verses that will help us with that. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, Paul says, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing." The Lord is going to judge all men at His appearing. Isn't that what Paul reminded people of in Acts 17 when he pointed out that God at one time overlooked the ignorance of man, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men, in that He raised Him from the dead. There will be, then, a second coming. When Jesus comes, He comes to judge all men. Look at how that's dealt with in the book of John and chapter 5, 27-28. "Marvel not at this, for the hour cometh when all that are in the grave shall hear His voice and shall come forth. They that have done good to the resurrection of life, they that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation." The judgment will take place and separate the righteous from the wicked. Now remember, this all occurs the same time, the same day. The judge will judge all men, whether good or bad, on that occasion. Matthew 25 points that out very clearly. Starting about verse 30, you have all nations gathered before the Lord, verse 31. "The Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him. Then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory." All right? "There shall be gathered before Him all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats." In other words, there are those who are righteous. He'll place them on the right hand. There are those who are wicked. He'll place them on the left hand. The division will come. The Lord will judge all men at that time. So when we come to a situation like that, the Lord is going to be the judge of who's righteous and who is not. That's not up to us. John 5 and verse 22 says, "The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed judgment unto His Son." And so Jesus will judge all men. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, Paul says, "We shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that we may receive the things done in the body, whether they be good or bad." The judgment scene as depicted in Matthew 25 will have all nations gathered there, and the Lord doing the dividing. Those on the right hand will be told, "You were the people who ministered to me. I was sick and in prison. You ministered." Those on the left hand were those who were told, I was sick and in prison. You didn't visit me. You didn't minister. So judgment then will occur when the Lord returns. Friends, we don't know when it's going to be. We only know to be prepared because the Lord is going to return. We appreciate studying with you. Remind you, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.